Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Final hour of the show, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Want to let you guys know we're giving you a chance to win tickets to Jelly Roll and Post Malone at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. If you guys want to go, text the word TOUR to 20357. Text TOUR to 20357, T-O-U-R to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. And this is a Live Nation show. We got tomorrow, Game 6 between the Pacers and Knicks. 8 o'clock is going to be your tip-off from Indiana. Pacers are a 3.5-point favorite. Marlins, they open up a 3-game series against the San Francisco Giants tonight at Lone Depot Park. A couple of notes here. The Marlins have made some roster moves. The man who went viral this week for crying on the field, Ronnie, don't laugh at him. Don't do that.
That was Leroy. That was Leroy.
No, that was you.
No, that was Leroy.
According to Craig Mish, he said, my understanding is the Marlins have several roster moves ahead of this weekend against the Giants. Those will include both infielders Matt Mervis and Ronnie Simon being designated for assignment. Damn, Mervis. Mervis had a hell of a start to the season.
Yeah, he did. The Mervis train.
Yeah. Basically, they saving you money.
Well, that's nobody tell Hockman, all right? He's gonna be hurt when he hears this news.
I love in retrospect, a couple years from now, we're gonna be like, remember when Matt Mervis he was like the hottest thing on the Marlins for about 2 weeks?
He was. He was dropping bombs.
Who's the other one who has a good eye?
Stowers.
Oh, he's still good, right?
He's still doing all right.
All right. Okay.
Augustin Ramirez has been awesome. They brought him up. That dude, that catch, I mean, he's been, whew.
Yeah, nice.
Tater, okay. Tot. They can hit.
Yeah.
Got no pitching.
All right, well.
Got no pitching. Yuri Perez, though, is on his way up.
Yeah.
I think he pitched 5 in Jacksonville.
Jumbos.
So we could be getting Yuri back soon.
That'd be good.
And maybe that'll give a little kick. Maybe Yuri will be like, hey, Gramps.
Gramps.
That's what he calls Sandy.
Remember me?
You know? He goes, hey, Gramps, get it together.
Sometimes you need a youthful spark.
Right. You need that young buck to keep you young.
That's right.
Even though I mean, how old is Sandy? 29?
Yeah, but he's a papa now. So he's really like 32.
Why do you keep blaming his child?
Because, you know, listen, lack of sleep, dude. Lack of sleep. Although it's not affected Bob. Second child, though. That's different.
He probably did. Bob, like, I could imagine Bob telling his baby to focus.
Focus.
Like, the baby's, like, sitting there, and he wants his peas, and he's like, focus.
Focus.
Like, Bob's baby feels like it wouldn't get one piece of smashed pea on its cheek.
Nope. Like,
focus. When the airplane comes in, focus. Focus.
That's great.
But if a little side pee gets on there,
mm-hmm.
Reset.
Reset.
Yep, focus. That's right. That's how it goes.
And refresh.
He's a good papa.
That's how Papa Bob works. Mm. You know, you think like right out of the gate, as soon as that baby can start standing on its own 2 feet, butterfly stance, like they're already
man
starting to block stuff.
Saw the stat recently. He loses 15 pounds a game. That's crazy.
Hey, he sweats a lot.
But 15 pounds? That's a lot of sweat. Leroy, how much do you think your body weight fluctuated per game?
Are all your stats via Instagram memes, though?
Yeah.
Game? I don't think it's per game.
I remember one game I started probably 215, 220. And when they start pumping me full of IVs because I dehydrated, I was like 207.
Are you sure that wasn't just the one game where he played four overtimes that he lost 15 pounds?
That's a lot.
Well, this because again, you get all your stats via Instagram.
I believe it was this season. Because
can I just tell you? If he lost that much weight, he would not be able to continue the game.
Well, according to this Reddit by the official NHL Reddit. This post has been deleted. So
you're an idiot.
It says no one. Everyone says
no. Somebody sent me that too on Instagram, and I was like, okay. I thought that was after the triple overtime game because it didn't look like a picture from this year.
Well, what do I know, dude? I just look at pictures and regurgitate.
Well, because you keep coming on the show, and all you do is get your stats from memes.
Mm-hmm. You see what the temperature is now?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, look at this.
So
meme.
Just imagine Bleacher being
Report.
On a.
Look at
being
that.
In a stadium on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
This is according to Bleacher Report, which is a totally...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A reputable source.
Sometimes.
Said in 2023, like you mentioned, this was a few years ago, he loses weight during each game he plays before gaining it back. It says 15 plus pounds during games. And then there's other articles where it says 20 plus pounds, but you know.
It's not possible.
You doubting Bob? He's focused, dude.
It's not possible without having problems.
I'm going to ask him.
You don't have to ask.
I'm going
to
call him.
If you lose 2% of your body weight, you're legitimately dehydrating and seeing spots.
What about those UFC 2%. Fighters? Those UFC fighters, don't they do?
Yeah, they lose it for weighing, and then they bulk up. They gain like 20 pounds.
I'm just trying to find out where he said this because they're saying he said it.
He said it. Hey, look, they're saying it, dude. Not me.
I'm just telling you. Okay, think about this.
And all I see is Sportskeeda, Reddit.
That doesn't look good.
Instagram. I don't see one quote from Sergei Bobrovsky claiming this.
Well, okay.
So think about this.
And two others reported this.
No, if you pull up on Google.
Yes.
Not your Google, Marcos, but regular people's Google.
All right.
and you say, what is the percentage of weight lost before you have serious dehydration? It's like 2%.
Look,
so if Bob weighs 180 pounds, that means after like 5 or 6 pounds, he's starting to dehydrate. Now you're talking about 20 pounds?
I think he does lose a lot of liquid during a game. I don't think it's 15 pounds.
That's what he says.
I'm not.
That's why I said like if it was one case of it, like the four overtime game, like maybe because he basically played two games in one. Okay. But you're saying he does this after...
But he's not the only one, though. Look, Vasilevsky said in an interview, which I don't know where that interview is, that he loses 5 to 10 kilograms because you're not cultured. You don't know how much that is. I'll tell you, it's 11 to 22 pounds every game.
I could see 10 pounds.
Yeah.
For somebody that weighs 205, 210.
I'm just looking for you to make... Can you give me one basis
one source?
Of... I just want... I don't want you to be... I want you to be a grown-up here.
Yes.
And I want you to find
So
I think you're only basing it on the Bleacher Report collaborated with
two people.
Open Eyes and TNT.
Look at that. TNT. Why would TNT lie?
Where did he say it?
Oh, okay. You want me to find the
exact
interview? It was in Russian or something. Probably.
No, it wasn't.
I'm telling you.
All this homework to do.
Hey.
This guy quotes Drew Starr all day, and all of a sudden, now
Drew Starr gets direct quotes, and I will not have you besmirch his name.
Slick Rick says Kawhi is
During camp, every day we have to weigh in before and after practice.
Yeah.
So they can keep track of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah, it's like if you lose 3 or 4% of your body weight, you're having serious problems.
Or I'm focused.
NHL Breakers. It says Bob said his weight fluctuates like crazy due to the amount of water he drinks and how much he sweats throughout games.
One, I've never heard of NHL Breakers.
Especially during the playoffs.
Where did he say it?
You know who they are.
Where did he say that on the record?
Absurd amount of water to replenish.
He definitely does do that.
Sweating almost out of.
You're saying this is a rumor.
I'm not saying. No, I'm sure he loses weight.
Go to one interview a couple years ago.
Remember?
Where? You guys. But where? You don't remember?
Exactly what he's reading.
See? Figgy gets it.
You realize this is exactly why.
This is all Instagram posts. I'm not going to articles.
Yeah.
Being an Instagram post does not make it news when your boot's on the gram.
Why would
you need to find out where it's from?
Hmm.
Find it on YouTube, a video of Sergey saying this himself.
Who's interviewed him besides me? He doesn't talk to anybody.
You don't know.
You know what? That's actually pretty accurate.
He was a Blue Jacket. Remember that.
He was a Blue Jacket 6 years ago.
Yeah, losing a lot of weight.
Dan Sow says Leroy loses 15 pounds from taking off his shoulder pads.
So here.
That's good.
Marcos.
Yes.
Let's just say Bob weighs 200 pounds.
He doesn't.
You say he loses 10 to 20 pounds.
Oof.
Right?
It's a lot.
Losing 10% or more of your body weight can be life-threatening.
Can be life-threatening if
you're
not focused.
So if he were to lose 20 pounds, he would almost die.
No, 20 pounds is only one time. It was like four overtimes. Tobin was there.
Again, even if he got to that point.
Yeah.
He would basically pass out.
Guys, this is the urban legend that makes the man.
You're
the
basically
man.
Saying that Sergei Bobrovsky is cutting to make a UFC main event every single game.
Yeah, more or less. But at halftime, he has oranges and he's all good.
Oh, so you say you can lose 20 pounds of your body weight.
Yeah. But water,
if you just eat orange slices?
Because, you know, you're losing a lot of...
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Marcos.
Calcium.
The more you talk on this show...
Yep.
I feel like you're about to be a non-dead to me.
That you have had nothing to do with sports.
I'm telling you what it was reported by respectable and reputable sources.
And I'm telling you factual evidence of If he had lost that amount of weight at what he wears, at what he weighs, he would damn near die.
You're telling me science. Sometimes athletes beat science, Leroy.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes.
And I'm telling you from my own personal experiences, when it comes to dehydration, no. You do realize that a guy that I played with died because he dehydrated. Right,
which is a risk that you run when you play as intensely as athletes can. It is definitely something I'm not suggesting.
I'm just telling you, there's no way he can lose that much weight
every game.
No way.
Hey guys, I'm not saying it never occurred.
I can only. Where's the hockey hornet? He's gonna back me up on this for sure.
I want to fight you.
No way.
He's totally gonna back me up on this.
Listen. If Bob weighs 180 pounds and he loses 10 pounds, he's hallucinating and seeing spots.
You're saying that you think Sergei Bobrovsky weighs 165 pounds after every game?
No. I think before the game, he gains weight with a lot of water. A lot of water. So first of all.
So he's loading?
We're adding weight. That's going to be just sweat. Sweat by the end of it.
Keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like. You make that sound so very simple.
Yeah.
But it gets to the point where you can't drink any more fluids.
I'm pretty sure he's in a laboratory for half the day.
Look at that. You see? You can't interrupt him on that.
I think it's like Star Wars. Like he's in a hyperbaric chamber.
Put it this way.
Yeah.
Here, I'll give you a perfect example of how dehydrated I was. That game. When you get an IV, they just pump IV fluid in you. Until your body stops taking the fluids, right? Sometimes it might be a bag, it might be a half a bag, or whatever.
I know that
I was so dehydrated, they pumped me through, put four bags in me.
I know that
I still felt weird.
I know that he has like his own little concoction that he has before games. That's like nutrients and all that stuff that he has.
You see?
But it's. I just don't think you. I think
it's not.
You're
it's
annoying not me.
What?
And I want you to apologize for this segment.
You're messing with Bob.
He's defying
the odds. I'm telling you it's not possible. Marcos.
Yes.
But you want to know what he did? But Leroy, this is literally what he did. They took a picture of Bob in his gear.
So skinny.
And then there's one picture of him from 2 years ago when Kodak Black gave him his chain. And he looks really skinny.
Yeah.
And it just says, 20 pounds, Sergei Bobrovsky loses this weight. And he thinks that's real because he thinks that's news.
Well, why do you think it's not real? No, because Bob,
I'm asking you.
I'm giving you the scientific facts that no.
Because I've given you 20 minutes and you've yet to give me a quote.
Because it was an in-person conversation.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye, goodbye.
What do you mean?
Just end the segment.
What?
Stupid.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that's that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.